yourselves.
Okay, well, hi, I'm Shush. That's who I am.
This is good.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I'm part of Shush, but I'm not sure what part at the moment.
You know, based on what I saw last night, I would say that that is highly accurate.
Yeah, you're telling me. Yeah. I'm lucky to get away with my life.
Yeah, yes. I understand. Yes, aren't we all?
You know, yes.
Okay.
There's some moments.
So, normally I like to do revisionist history, but you know, this is one of those situations where no matter how deep you go on the internet, you get a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
So, Zach, I know just a little bit about you. I don't know a lot about you except that I know that you are an artist.
Yeah. I don't know where to start, really. When I was three, I mean, I started out doing all sorts of stuff. I've been going to gigs since I was really probably too young to be going.
Where was that?
That was in Australia.
Where in Australia?
I grew up in Sydney in a place called Byron Bay, and also Melbourne as well. I spent some time there too. It's great. Australia is great, but it's massive, but it doesn't utilize the same space in the same sort of way that America does. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's Arizona and there's Vegas and all of these desert cities here, whereas in Australia, people just live on the coast.
Right.
I mean, there's a few kind of people out in the outback, you know, Wolf Creek vibes, but...
Right.
But no, I'm not saying that everyone who lives in the outback is a serial killer, but I grew up out in Australia and making art, and I went to art school. And
New South Wales, modern art wise, just say it.
Oh yeah, so when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I came first in the state many moons ago. Two Tuesdays ago. Yeah, no, and so I won this thing called Art Express, which kind of, I wasn't planning on going to art school because I'd had enough of just going to school in general. But I won this award, and it was amazing, and so that kind of changed my path a bit, and I ended up doing a bachelor's in fine arts. But it wasn't what I was expecting, you know, like naked people and, you know, kind of like chilling out on the grass, like, you know, smoking a spliff.
Is that what you?
I didn't get it either.
Isn't that what we all expect from rock and roll?
I was hoping
that way, and then you realize it's a business.
Is it?
I think so.
I can play the music, man. I don't know about all that stuff.
I know. Well, yeah.
You know, we can play the music, but with one eye on the business.
Yeah.
One eye is enough.
Yeah.
You don't need the depth of field, right?
I absolutely do, actually.
Yeah. It's a 360.
Okay, so from there to this.
Yeah, I mean, I threw my hat into quite a lot of stuff. You know, I co-hosted a radio show when I was a teenager. I did some busking. And I used to write reviews for magazines, and you know, I just did a bit of everything. As long as it didn't involve maths, I was all right.
But you have now taken on a very bold but traditional persona of being the lead singer of we're not going to do genres, but of a band, right?
Bloody time.
Right? But the point is that a lot of people with the world we live in wouldn't have the bollocks to do it, right? Because it takes a lot of nerve to go out there and do what you did last night and to play a role. But you played it so well because, you know... But that okay. This is where I'm going. Thank you very much. So let's go ahead.
That's my day, every day.
I slice a piece of your pie off and give it to me. I have no idea what that.
That's the name of the new EP. Slice a piece of your pie off and give it to me. I think it's a great. I think that you know, Johnny Rotten would sing that, don't you?
No, I absolutely don't think it. No, fucking,
yeah. I think, I don't know, right? That was a surreal moment. That's my brain. Weird synapses. But yeah, I mean, but the person who I am on stage, that's the person who I am. I just kind of, it's amplified a bit and kind of, you know, ramped up a bit, but it's not like I become a completely different person.
No, she's gone like that. She's also got this really loving, kind side when she's punching the shit out of you.
Don't we all?
Well, so we had a deal. We actually had a deal. Like, you know, when you got a deal and it's actually like right there and you can read it. So we had it. Okay, so we had it. And then we started to work on a web to promote the record when it came out. And that was the issues. That was that. It was going to be a radio show for Scott at Sirius. Okay. But then the deal went to, we'd already done half the record, so we just talked to everyone, and everyone said, yes, carry on, do it. And so we just, that's what happened. So we finished that record and put it out, and it just happened to come out the wrong way around.
Yeah. What I heard last night, there were some new things in there, were there not?
There's an original material. We're not just a covers band.
Okay, thank you. That's why I went down that road.
Yeah, we were a covers band for one record to raise a bit of money for a very worthy cause, and now we're going back to being original band, but also putting in really good covers, and no one knows that they're not us. yeah, we don't tell them.
You could do it as a game, like
it's a game show.
Cover.
Exactly. Okay, let's get this out of the way. The most controversial three-word question that everybody asks: project or band?
Band.
Okay, keep going on that first. This is not something that you're just going to say, okay, we're going to whip out a couple of things, get a label deal. And
we've got a studio 100 yards from our bedroom. We get up in the morning and we go in there every day and we come out of there every night, and that's what we do.
What do you say to that? Do you know what I mean?
That's a defining statement. Okay.
Oh, God.
What won't you do at a show to get the audience involved?
I don't know.
What won't you do?
I
pretty much think you would pretty much.
I don't know if there's not much I wouldn't do. I don't think I'd someone. I don't think I'd go that far.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's
that. But it was fun last night because there I am, and I'm watching the audience. Yeah, but it's so much fun because you're just there and you're doing what you're doing, and then I'm and I'm watching the audience. Yeah. And I'm watching, it was really like a Rorschach personality test.
Yeah.
Because some people were willing to come forward.
Yeah.
And others were, and as you grabbed the first person and you pulled them out.
I don't know how this is going to come across without visuals, right? Okay, we're doing a gig in East London, right? And
So we've had so many different. It's not a funny story. I disagree. No, it's not. But fine, tell it.
Someone booed, right? So we're playing this show, someone booed.
She actually booed.
So one person booed, and she just went, hang on, no. It's booing. Yeah. No one owned up. So we both got off the stage, went into the audience, and we're going through the audience going, who's booing? And this guy, standing next to his friend, went,
That's a good friend. That's a good mate, by the way.
So we grabbed the guy, and I thought that he had pulled you over his shoulder, and I was standing on the side of the stage with my guitar going, put my down, I'm going to hit you with this guitar, and he's going, no, and he's not like that, and then she got on the stage and went, I jumped on him.
This new record, the new one, all self-produced, done at home?
Yeah. All done at home, self-produced, mixed by David Sardi.
Tell me about David Sardi.
David Sardi's a really lovely, thin, good-looking guy with a full head of hair that's real easy to work with, and we love him.
It was good up until the full head of hair part, Zach. I'm sad. I'm so sad now.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the album.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But no, I mean, just to go back to last night, the crowd were amazing last night. That's sort of.
Well, you had a very, and this is where it gets kind of interesting. You had a very invitey, showcasey, had to RSVP crowd, right? So, they're. No, I'm sure you didn't.
It's like a last minute offer that we got to play it.
Yeah.
But the point is that they're there to have fun, right? But when you now go back to the dynamic I just heard, when you walk into a gig and people don't know, or they already have a perception,
yeah.
How important is it? It's a tough one to be taken seriously and to make people understand. I mean, nobody's going to doubt you're a musician, Zach. I mean, but shush, they're going to look at you and go, is this woman right? So that's the question.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, everyone's always got something to prove, but it's whether you can prove it to yourself, basically. And, you know, people can walk the walk, but no, they can talk the talk, but if you can't walk the walk, then you just, and if you've got an attitude, you know, which I do, you've got to be able to back it up.
But you never want to walk on stage and say, okay, you got to understand something. I'm not some chick in high-heeled star boots who's just looking to play with you.
Well, I might be. It depends what games you're playing. You know, it depends how tactile I'm feeling. It depends how much, how kind of, because I mean, I do like to get pretty interactive, you know, in with any size crowd, basically. I did it at, yeah, I know how that sounds now. But like we supported Kasabian a few years ago at the O2 Arena, which is like 18,000 people. I did the same thing there, you know, and no, so it doesn't. Yeah. But it's, you know, the thing is that it's, yeah, no, I couldn't get back up. But then, you know, the thing with doing a gig like that, with doing any gig, it's always better if more than one, but if just a few people get what you're putting across, then that's what you're there for. You're there to kind of, you know, find like-minded people and kind of wake something up in them. Hopefully, like, you know, just get flick that switch and then watch anarchy unfold.
And it's got to be tricky because the hype in this particular case always kind of comes first before people actually want to get to the music, right?
Yeah.
And that's hard, isn't it?
Well, no, because we're kind of pushing it over that way because it's just is better to look at.
So that is an interesting
day. Tonight, Dove. So, are you sure you want to push it my way, or do you want to pull it back a bit?
Microphone.
You what?
Nothing.
What did you say? It looks a bit like a red rocket. You're going to get involved with it. We were both drinking really heavily, and you know we've cleaned up our acts a lot now, but it was also getting to a point where we would do this fucking tune, and it was kind of like invoking the devil kind of thing.
Okay, ready? Hate Mail. That was my favorite song last night. I liked Hate Mail because I think in our world right now, you know, I mean, it's all about the love and it's all about survival. Yeah. But back to the tension, sending someone hate mail actually affects something. And isn't that the whole point that you really do want to jump into the deep end of the pool with no water once in a while and not know exactly where you're going to...
We always do that.
So
it's like dropping in on an empty pool.
We're at the other end before anyone else has got in.
So how do you know it's a shush song? Last thing before we do the last thing. How do you know when you're writing something and you're in that back studio and you're doing exactly what you're doing here, which is having a lovely conversation, a lovely, peaceful, zen-like existence.
If it's a good song, it takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If it's okay, it'll take a lot longer, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's also, sometimes you kind of...
Ideas are like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. It's been done by literally 600 other artists, many of which you actually like. And here's what it is. It's two of your songs on the outside as the bread. And okay, I can't wait to do this with the two of you.